You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
So the first step after being hired was, you know, really having a chance to sit down with Marvel Studios and my co-writer, Joe Robert Cole, and figure out, you know, what were the elements that Marvel wanted in this film, and making sure that they were good with the elements that I would like to bring to it. And we had a very happy marriage of ideas. You know, for them, they were very interested in T'Challa occupying his own space in the MCU. The kind of key point was making him like their James Bond, which was something I was really into and excited about. But what I was interested in was also bringing a certain depth of political responsibility and ramifications, and also the idea of succession, you know, and really exploring the idea of also cultural identity, you know, this concept of what it means to be Wakandan, and through that, what it means to be African, and explore in interesting ways, you know, while at the same time delivering on, you know, an action film that people around the world are used to getting from Marvel Studios.
Were you a fan of Black Panther before you signed on to make the films?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a fan of comic books in general. You know, I really loved them growing up. I got into them when I was following around one of my older cousins. You know, he loved them, and so I was trying to be cool and be like him. So I started to read his books, and I fell in love with them as well. And as I grew up, and they started to make these awesome comic book movies, you know, love that aspect of the medium as well. But when I go back to when I was really just reading comic books, you know, I found out about the Black Panther when I kind of was looking for a comic book character that looked like me. I was, you know, really young, and I remember, you know, reading these books after books of, you know, X-Men and, you know, Spider-Man, Wolverine, standalone runs, and, you know, just seeing only a few characters that look like me, so to speak. You know, and I remember going into my favorite comic book shop and kind of asking them, you know, do you guys have any comic books that are, you know, based around black heroes? And to the guy's credit, he walked me over and showed me Black Panther for the first time, kind of explained to me who he was, you know, and I really kind of been following him ever since.
Yeah, how does it feel to be putting out a film, a superhero movie, with a black lead, a mostly black cast?
I mean, it feels like the best way I could describe it is it feels just like a blessing, man. Like, I've been granted with good fortune. I was, you know, somewhat out of my control. I was, you know, so excited about it. And I tried to focus on the work and not let this opportunity go to waste. Try to make the best film that I possibly could, you know, hire and work with the best people that I possibly could work with. You know, I was given the best studio you could work with a film like this, you know, in Kevin Feige and Marvel Studios, and also, you know, being supported by Disney, who encouraged us to make something that was, you know, forward thinking and personal and felt current, and, you know, and they also didn't discourage us from exploring content that could make people think, you know.
There's an original score for the film by Kendrick Lamar. How did this collaboration come about?
Yeah, well, Kendrick actually didn't do the original score. Our score was worked on by my frequent collaborator, Ludwig Göransson, who's a composer who I actually worked with on Creed and Fruitvale Station as well. And crazy enough, he also produces all of the music for Childish Gambino. But, you know, Kendrick did make three original songs for us that we used in the film, and he created a soundtrack. That's really really groundbreaking, in that, you know, it goes back to the soundtracks that we used to have in the States in the 90s, you know, where every single song is kind of inspired by the film, and you know, Kendrick came in and his producers came in and you know, worked with us in terms of themes and characters that we were going for, watched a lot of footage of the film, and then went into the studio and created some amazing art that I'm really, you know, excited for everybody to hear.
Yeah, why Kendrick specifically?
Oh man, I've been a fan of his music for a really long time. You know, before he hit the mainstream, you know, I always thought that his themes that he explores as an artist, you know, tend to match up with you know, ideas and you know, thoughts that I've had just as a guy growing up and coming up from where I'm from. And we met a few years back and kind of talked about maybe working together on something. You know, if our time and schedules lined up. And then when this opportunity came back around, it worked out. You know, he had just finished his album Damn, was getting ready to go, you know, go on tour, and he had some time when we were, you know, wrapping up our first few cuts of the film, so he could come in and talk about it and watch the film and you know, make some music for us that we would weave in. You know, everything just lined up beautifully, and the best part about it was that Marvel Studios and Disney were so supportive of this idea.
You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.